Finally, I made it to the door and grabbed the bar and tried to hold back the crowd just enough for my father-in-law, then an old man, to slip through into relative safety. Just as he started through the door, I looked up on the water tank beside the door and saw a guard with his rifle butt coming down toward his head, 404. I knew the lick would severely injure him or kill him. There wasn't anything I could do. And then a black head intervened between that butt and my father-in-law's head and took the full force of the blow. A man risked his life for an old man of another culture, another race, another religion. The world today needs men and women with strong hearts who will risk themselves in concrete actions of care to show the world that we do care, for God cares for us. God has not given us the heart of a coward, but a strong man filled with love and self-discipline. This has been a time for decision-making for you. During this year, God has spoken to you. He has spoken to you about the shape of your ministry in terms of your preparation, in terms of worship, where you have experienced personally the presence of God in your own life, in terms of learning how to put that experience into practice in love. He has spoken to you through study, through the gifts that he has given you, through the needs that you have seen. Today may be an opportunity for you to put into concrete form, to solidify that decision-making process that you're in, to bring it to foreclosure, to say, up to this point, God has led me in this direction. I recognize it. I know it. God wants me to be in this kind of ministry, in this place in the world, in mission service, or another kind of form of ministry. We need to bring these kind of decisions to foreclosure, to drive down a stake in a public commitment, to verbalize and demonstrate the commitment that we are making. Some of you are not that far along in looking for God's will in your life, but you need to take a concrete step in saying, I'm open for the leadership of God and the shape my ministry will take. I'm looking for data. I'm asking for prayer. I'm looking for God's leadership. Help me. We want to take a moment at the close of this worship service for you to express this sense of commitment that God has given you in an invitation to make a public commitment of yourself according to your understanding of what God wants you to do relating to the shape of your ministry in missions and ministry. Dr. Raleigh and I, as we sing our hymn of invitation, are going to stand here at the front. And we would like to invite you who make a decision to come forward and to make it a public decision by this fashion. Not that you have all the answers, but that you come saying, this is how far I've come. and I want to nail down a peg at this point. Our hymn of invitation is hymn number 349. May we stand as we sing, and as God leads us, may we stand.